When President Obama proposed his health care plan to Congress roughly 2 years ago, it included a provision for Medicare to pay for the visits of patients opting to discuss their end-of-life care with a doctor. That small part of the health care bill snowballed into a major controversy when Sarah Palin dubbed it a death panel. PolitiFact quickly debunked the false claim of death panels, even as the media covered the issue incessantly, with more than 800 related articles appearing in newspapers around the country. Dr. Regina Lawrence is a professor at Louisiana State University's Mann Shipp School of Mass Communications, where she and a colleague recently presented a paper analyzing how the media covered the death panel claim.
When we began this study, gosh, 2 years ago now almost, we went in with the assumption that news stories would either debunk the claim in some way, or they would do he said, she said. What we actually found is that in a fair number of stories, they did both, and we weren't prepared to find that. You had a fair number of stories.
You're saying that there would be a paragraph that says the sky is not brown, and then they would go to the brown camp and get a quote from them. The sky is indeed brown.
Yes, yes, and that was one predominant pattern in the coverage.
Permit me to play devil's advocate here.
Please.
On the face of it, it would seem that having debunked the claim, it is a pointless, even silly, even dangerous exercise to give airing to the opposing view. On the other hand, there's the question at hand, are there death panels? Is there climate change? Do vaccines cause autism in children? These have been settled scientifically, but the political controversy does continue. So aren't journalists stuck if they ignore the political controversy? Perhaps they're abdicating their responsibility to report the underlying politics.
I think that you're right, and that's exactly the dilemma that we wanted to illuminate in this paper, that journalists are stuck, as you put it. There's even a trap there, if you will, because if a policymaker or a politician wants to make news, it's pretty easy to do so with one of these very controversial claims that is sure to get news attention. And once others begin talking about it, particularly in this case, you have the president, prominent members of Congress, all then reacting and trying to either promote the death panel's notion or, knock it down as the president himself did in a number of town hall meetings. Once you've got that going on, what is an objective reporter to do? Because after all, one of the leading definitions of news really in practice is what powerful people are saying. That's the news.
What if I said to you that whatever journalistic solution is finally embraced matters not at all? Because other academics have shown again and again two things. Number one, the more we hear the claim debunked, the more we believe the original misinformation. And the second academic revelation that we tend to believe whatever we wish to believe, irrespective of the available facts.
It's also important to remember, though, that's one part of the audience. There's still a big middle out there which is not so polarized, which is not so defined by predispositions that you can't reach them. And for that middle, I think it's the repetition that's especially problematic, because for that middle that maybe has less political knowledge and less political views to guide them, they just hear death panels, death panels, death panels. And for them, the outcome can be, oh, there must be something to this death panels business.
You studied newspapers and not cable news, for example. But one of the problems in the daily newspaper business is it's daily and it's transitory. And that once you cover a story and there's nothing further to add, that's that. So once you do the PolitiFact due diligence and print it in the newspaper, that's taken care of, but these supposed controversies tend to be ongoing, and you can't continue to run the same PolitiFact debunking every time the subject comes up. Or can you? Should you? Should there be some sort of, graphic device that says, the story has already been deemed to be just so much nonsense?
That's an interesting point. Would it be possible to have that little sort of informational fact box, if you will, sitting beside each one of these stories that are talking about something like death panels, which is relatively easy to debunk?
Truth in Labeling. The issue being discussed by these politicians has been determined by PolitiFact to be a big bunch of baloney.
It would have to be a little bit more involved than that, I would think, if you really wanted it to be useful. But you could provide a paragraph or so with a, you know, the address of a website to go to learn more.
Can you give me one reason why I shouldn't be just curled up in a fetal position and sobbing?
You know, I really think, I mean, don't you? Journalism is at a key moment of crisis, obviously, economically, but also in terms of figuring out what the model is for news in the future. This might be a great starting point for thinking about how do you break out of those tried and true formulas of just covering what the politicians are saying and doing the he said, she said. Isn't this a great opportunity to break out of that and find news that people will find more useful and that hopefully they'll find more interesting and will tune into?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Regina Lawrence is a professor of mass communications at LSU's Manship School of Mass Communication.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.